Well, how did you go during the last week? If you were here last Sunday, you'll remember that we focused on the second stepping stone towards spiritual growth, reviewing, building in some time into your daily and weekly life just to review where has God been present and active? What are some things that I need to be more attentive to in my life and the way that I respond and relate? So I trust that you've just taken some next steps in that over this last week. And if you haven't, remember what I said last week. This is about God's grace, and it's about a growth opportunity, not about guilt. So I really want to encourage you in that. And we come to the third stepping stone this morning. These first four are really all to do with our framework of everyday life, and then we come to two, which I'm not going to speak on relationships, which are going to be Jill and Karen, who both spoke really significantly in our Jesus the Game Changer series earlier in the year. And Jill and Karen are going to speak into the relationships side of things, stepping stones towards spiritual growth when it comes to relationships. Firstly, what I've described as life-giving relationships, the importance of those, but also how God uses life-grating relationships, the relationships that that's a bit tougher, and there's a bit more of a challenge in those ones. So Jill and Karen will be speaking on those focuses, so that's what's coming in the journey ahead. But today we come to the stepping stone, the third stepping stone of releasing. And our Bible reading that Lynn read to us, Lynn said on the way back, "Oh, that was a shorter one than usual," and it was. But it's got a lot in it. And this account of how Mary sat at Jesus' feet, taking in all that he had for her to learn from him. And you've probably heard this Bible reading before. You've probably heard it spoken about before. And there's a lot of different things that we can learn from this account of two of Jesus' followers, Mary and Martha. But among other things, and that's what we're going to look at this morning, among other things, it speaks to us about the importance of releasing things before God if we are going to take in all that God has for us in our lives. I haven't been 10-pin bowling for a while, but whenever I go 10-pin bowling, I find it fascinating to watch people do with the bowling ball. The bowling ball is not a light thing. The bowling ball is actually quite heavy, typically. And people, when they go bowling, they step up or they run up to the... I won't tell you what I did when I was younger. Maybe I will tell you. Confession time. I ran halfway down the bowling lane and I got booted out of the bowling alley. There you go, I've confessed it. Couldn't tell the story about bowling without... But as people let go of the bowling ball, as it's on its way down the lane, have you ever watched what people do? They shift like this, their bodies are going like this, they wave at the ball, they speak, they call out to the ball, and it doesn't make a scrap of difference. Physically, they've let go of it. But their actions and their words are an indicator that they haven't really let go of it yet. They're still trying to control where it ends up, even though they can't anymore. And in life and faith, we can easily be like that. Our actions and our words can be an indicator that we're actually holding on to things instead of having released them to God. I don't find it easy. None of us do. But releasing things to God is such an important part of our spiritual growth. Regularly releasing things to God in our day-to-day and week-to-week life. So what kind of things, you might ask, need regularly releasing to God if we're going to step in increased ways towards spiritual growth? We're going to look at a number of those this morning. And number one is burdens. Who of us does not carry burdens as a part of life? We all have them. Think about things that concern you. Think about things that worry you. Think about things that upset you. Whether it's in family life, whether it's in work life, whether it's in any part of life. And here in the reading that Lyd read to us, in verse 41, what do we read? We see Jesus saying to Martha, "Martha, Martha, You are worried and upset about many things. Martha, Martha, Jesus says. When Jesus says your name not once but twice, he really wants you to hear something. And this is what he says to Martha. You are worried and upset about many things. Martha was weighed down with burdens. Martha had some things in life that were worrying her and upsetting her. And as we read this, the account of what was going on here, it seems that certainly she was worrying and upset about all that had to be done, in her mind at least. And in the preview clip that you watched and that the small groups will share about over the week ahead, you saw me with my backpack loaded up. And that was just a setup, obviously. But a number of years ago, I hiked in Tasmania from Cradle Mountain to Dove Lake, the overland track. It's one of the most spectacular spectacular walking hikes in Australia, if not the world, I reckon. And I did that, and I did it over a number of weeks, and I had my backpack was loaded up to the hilt. Why? Because I had life things in there. You had to carry everything on your back. I had to carry food, I had to carry shelter, my tent, I had to carry clothing, etc. And boy, did it weigh me down. But many of us carry life burdens on our road of life that can really weigh us down as well. But Jesus says, learn to release these things to me. Getting worried or upset or in a flap about things that often we can't control is actually counterproductive to our spiritual growth. Why? Because it stops us from trusting God. And Jesus talks about how the issues of life and the issues of that are just a part of our everyday life, and whether it's food, shelter, clothes, other things, can easily weigh us down. Jesus speaks specifically about that. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" And of course, when you read on in the Gospel of Matthew and across the Gospels, Jesus goes on to say in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Every day, every week, there will be life burdens, burdens in your life or in my life that we need to release to God over and over again. It doesn't just happen. In fact, what just happens is like with Martha, that the burdens weigh us down with worry and upset, like they did with Martha, if we don't release them to God. But just like he did with Martha, Jesus says our name twice perhaps. David, David, or you put your name there. Why? Because he really wants us to hear his words to us, that we are worried and upset about many things. That's why it's so important that we create regular space and time in our lives where we not only, before God, where we not only recognize that, but that we entrust these things to God, who is far more able to take care of them than we ever can. And that is such a significant stepping stone towards our spiritual growth, learning more of what it means to release things to God, release burdens to God, and trust him with them. We need to regularly release burdens to God for our spiritual growth. But secondly, we need to release things that are barriers or blockages to God for our spiritual growth. Any Ninja Warrior fans here? So, Karen is, I know. I saw we had a worship task group meeting the other night at Karen's place, and Ninja Warrior was on. And I haven't seen a lot of it, but the little I have seen, there's barriers along the way that people have to get beyond. And there's all these challenges, if you've never seen it, or even the ads for it, there's all these challenges that seem to easily get the better of people, despite their best intentions. And again, so it is for us on the road of life and faith. Despite our best intentions, there can be barriers or blockages that can easily get the better of us? What was the barrier for Martha that got in the way of her taking in all that Jesus had for her? Well, in the first part of verse 40, it says to us, Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. So she had good intentions. She invited Jesus into her home, but she couldn't move beyond all these preparations that had to be made in her thinking, it seems, at least. And for you and I in our lives, what kind of barriers, perhaps, might we need to move beyond through releasing them to God? Maybe it's the fear barrier. The fear barrier. We all have fears. Having fears is a part of life. We all have them, if we're honest. And yet, fear can and fear will get in the way of our spiritual growth unless we release our fears to God along the way in life. And the Bible talks about fear a lot, and not fearing in the sense that that we can easily do. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, this is what it says: there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Perfect love drives out fear, and it's God's perfect love that when we anchor in that, it is able to deal with our fears in a significant way. So perhaps it's the fear barrier. Maybe it's the failure barrier. We all fail too, all of us. None of us are perfect, and yet God, by his grace, gives us opportunities to grow even out of failure as we release our failures to him. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The fear barrier, the failure barrier, maybe it's the forgiveness barrier that you need to move beyond through releasing your hurt to God. Again, we all have been hurt in life. We all have been hurt by others along the way. And we all hurt others too. But if we hold on to hurt, or if we hold on to unforgiveness instead of releasing it to God, it will get in the way of our spiritual growth. Burdens and barriers. We need to release regularly to God. But we need to release misbeliefs too. What shaped Martha's thinking and expectations? We read in the second part of verse 40, she came to Jesus and she asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha had this misbelief that all this work had to be done because Jesus was there. The misbelief about what Jesus was looking for when she opened her home to him. Misbeliefs, now we don't know exactly where that misbelief was coming from or why it was there. There could have been an element of cultural expectation. There could have been an element of gender expectation. It could have been the expectations of others. It might have just been her own expectations. Point is, they weren't Jesus' expectations, and thus they didn't need to be hers. Someone once described to me how a lot of elephants, these huge, beautiful creatures, in many cases, elephants can be kept in the same place simply by a small rope around their leg. Now, obviously, an elephant at any point could break away from a small rope around their leg. But if that small rope has been what they've been used to when they've been younger, and they believe that it's enough to hold them, and they were held by it when they were younger, they can still believe that it holds them further down the track in their lives, and so they don't try to break free of it. Even if it's a misbelief that it's holding them captive and stopping them from being free as they should be. How easily that can be the case in our lives too. Misbeliefs can hold us captive. Misbeliefs can stop us from experiencing true freedom in Christ. Misbeliefs or mistruths about ourselves, about others, about God. Misbeliefs about what God thinks of us, who we are as children of God, and we'll look at that more later in this series on its own, realizing my identity as an important stepping stone towards spiritual growth. Misbeliefs perhaps about what we might think stops us from being significant in God's purposes. Satan sows seeds of misbelief in our hearts and minds in such a way that if we're not attentive to it, before we know it, we take more notice of Satan's mistruths than God's truths. And we allow misbelief to shape our thinking and our living and to stop us from experiencing what Jesus describes in the Gospels, in John chapter 8, verse 32, where Jesus says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That's what Jesus intends for us, his best for us. And that's why it's so important to regularly release before God any misbeliefs that might have taken hold in our hearts or minds and replace them with God's truths. Misbeliefs are things we need to release, burdens, life burdens, and barriers. One more thing that I want to touch on this morning that we need to release before God is what I call baggage. On my recent trip to Tasmania, I thought that I had covered, all I was taking was carry-on. It wasn't a long visit. I even waited at home. I thought I had every base covered for this trip. I thought I was traveling pretty lightly. But I got pulled over at the boarding gate because of my camera around my neck. And I got told I was carrying excess baggage. Now, there was a bit of a carry-on from me. Again, I've got to confess about that. I felt this was not right, etc. But the issue was I hadn't given my camera and its weight a second thought. But in our lives, we can be like that too. We can easily be carrying excess baggage emotionally in our lives that we don't give a second thought to when it comes to our spiritual life and growth, that we haven't factored in when it comes to our spiritual life and growth. Emotion, and I'm speaking here about emotional baggage that we may not have worked through. And we all have it in different, or wounds that haven't been fully healed, wounds that haven't been healed. These things that we all have in various shapes and forms. And they can and do affect how we relate to God or others. They can and do affect and affect our spiritual growth. And Peter Scazzero has written a great book on this called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. And it says on the front, whatever you call it, the synopsis, it's impossible to be spiritually mature while remaining emotionally immature. It's impossible to be spiritually mature while remaining emotionally immature. Question of all of us is, have we released our baggage to God? And as I said, we all have it in different shapes or forms, from things that have been a part of our lives along the journey of life, whether it's family of origin issues, whether it's things that have happened along the way in life. It can come from many and varied ways. But have we released that to God and allowed God to deal with it? Or are we still carrying it? Are we still carrying wounds? Jesus came as the wounded healer. He came as one who was wounded, and he was wounded to bring healing. Martha, in this reading, was missing out on it describes to us on the most important thing. Jesus describes it as the one thing. So we read in verse 42, Jesus says, few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. What was that? What was the one thing? The one thing was the capacity to take in all that Jesus had for her. The one thing's been described as many things, and it's been misunderstood and misinterpreted. But essentially, it was the capacity to take in all that Jesus had for her. And the most important part of being a host, or showing as Martha was here in Middle Eastern culture, was not the food. The most important part was not the level of preparation, which she was particularly concerned about. The most important part was the attention paid to the guest and to the growth in relationship with them. And she was missing out on that. That's what Martha was missing here. And it's what we can be missing too if we're not careful. Not being attentive to taking in all that Jesus has for us in our whole being, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally, as a whole person. releasing things to God, whether they're burdens, whether they're barriers, whether they're misbeliefs or whether they're baggage, can be a struggle, can be painful even. But and we can easily, our pride and stubbornness and our sense of independence can get in the way of us releasing those things to God. But releasing is an important stepping stone towards spiritual growth. So as we close, I want to invite you in the prayer time to bring before God whatever it is in your life that you might need to afresh bring before Him. Burdens, life burdens that are on your heart, things that are concerning you, worrying you, things that are out of life that are burdening you. Maybe barriers, the barrier of fear or failure or forgiveness or some other barrier. And you bring before God the misbeliefs, the things that Satan has sowed in your mind and heart that says I'm not good enough, or you're a failure, you're not significant in God's eyes. Bring those before God and release them to Him, and bring excess baggage emotionally, the wounds, the things that perhaps need more work that you might be carrying, the work of God in bringing healing. Let go and let God do what only God can do, and what He can do in a far better way than any of us can. So let's bow our heads and our hearts before God as we pray. God, as we bow before You, You know all about us. You know our lives from beginning to now. You know our burdens. You know all about the things that are barriers for us. You know the misbeliefs that can hold us captive. You know all about the baggage that we carry. But thank You that You want the best for our lives. Thank You for Your work that makes possible life to the full. Thank You that Your words are true and life-giving. And thank You that You can be trusted. And it's because of all these truths and all these things that we can come before You and release or entrust to You anything or everything. So we take some moments just to release or entrust to You afresh our life burdens. The things that are worrying, concerning, upsetting us in life. We release to You also the things that are getting in the way, the barriers or the blockages, whether they be our fears or our failures or our hurts and wounds, the barrier of forgiveness. Bring before You as well the seeds, or even they might have grown into shrubs of misbelief. Seeds that can so easily shape our thinking. But seeds that are not from God, seeds that are misbeliefs and mistruths. We bring them before You. Release them to You and seek to replace them with Your truth. And then we also bring before you and entrust to you those things that are excess baggage, excess emotional baggage that we still carry, that we carry deeply perhaps. Thank you, God, for all that you have for us to be. Thank you that you have created us with a purpose and you've created us to live in the fullness of all that you have for us to be and do. Thank you that because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection and the work of your Spirit in our lives, as we release things to you, we can step towards more of what you have for us to be. So we pray that you'd enable us to truly let go and let God, let you, God, deal with those things that need you to deal with, rather than just continuing to snatch them back. Help us to leave them with you, not only this day, but for tomorrow, for this week, for every day moving forward. And we ask this in and through the beautiful and wonderful name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.